Welcome everyone to AVA Live Radio. This is your host, Jacqueline Jax, with a daily Jax update on the music industry. So a more meaningful connection is what Spotify is aimed at today. And they just released an update that I think you need to pay attention to. So for a while now, Spotify has been encouraging artists to launch really short form 30-second videos along with their songs. And that used to show up in the feed when you shared it to places like Instagram. You go on Spotify, you click share, you go to Instagram, and it pushes that video content to the story of your Instagram page, which was amazing because we now had a visual and it wasn't just like this stagnant little tiny thumbnail that got shared that really nobody wanted to see in their Instagram feeds. So now you have the 30-second visual. Well, if you didn't follow those instructions and add 30-second visuals, you need to do it now more than ever because they just did a major update. Now, in order to try and cling to power, which they've been doing a pretty good job actually, because with the all-inclusive monthly subscription, it does encourage more long-term engagement. The only problem with it is still when somebody embeds the song out there on a web page, you have to go to Spotify to go listen to the song. And having just a clip, although that does feed into our 5-second attention span that we have as a result of TikTok, they're pushing to be a TikTok feed even more by putting the 30-second video right there on their page. I really want that 30-second video in the embed code on the websites. I think that's really going to be a game changer and something that would capture the market. But for now, when you go to Spotify and you open the app, you're going to see those flip through type of TikTok feeds of these 30-second videos. So yes, it goes without saying, whenever an app or a social media platform has something new, you have to jump on it and make sure you give it. Now, if you don't have 30-second videos, that's okay. You could actually go to a platform and download free video that has to do with your song, or you can go to Canva, which is another app that helps you create visuals. And there actually is a video creator right there in the Canva tool. You can do it right from your phone, get a free 30-second video and upload it on your artist page on Spotify. And that would give you at least a visual component to what you've got going on. But if you've ever made TikToks, I'm sure it's just as easy for you to play your song and roll out a little dance step or some kind of little live performance thing in 30-second intervals and upload that too. So being a musician, I would imagine that that wouldn't be a hard thing to do. The biggest change, though, comes in this redesign on the homepage featuring endless feeds of these short-form videos, which looks just like TikTok. Well, I mean, you know, why change a good thing, right? I mean, why wouldn't you do it that way? It's what we're used to now. It's where the music industry really is. Even YouTube, people are accessing a massive amount of new followers and exposure just by using YouTube Shorts. This is where we're at. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I really see all these things developing more. But the thing I do like about Spotify, and as you know, we're in the top 5% of music shows here on Spotify, I love the fact that they're still trying to change and adapt to what we're used to. Now, of course, the naysayers are going to say, it's just like TikTok, they're copying. Well, you know what? You kind of have to go with the flow, because if you don't do what we're used to at this point, we're not going to connect in that way. And that's just how people are. So, you know, a lot of people are going to say it's a copy, but I say it's a really good thing. I really enjoy flipping through the videos. It's a great way to review the music. And then you can tap on the video and go directly to the artist if you want to follow them, add them to a playlist. I actually, as a music curator, do a lot of that in the mornings when I'm just kind of browsing over coffee. And that helps out a lot of artists. So you know what? I think it's a great thing. I think it's a great change. And it shows that Spotify's thinking about how they can help out artists as long as you do take advantage of some of the new stuff. Should you buy advertisement on Spotify? No, I don't think so. I think at this point, it's still just such a waste of money. And there's so many ways to get free exposure on Spotify using their app that you don't really need to buy additional ads. I don't think that they really do as much for you as far as attracting long-term listeners. They probably will just get more really short-term plays, much like you get on Facebook, where it's just you're paying for exposure, yes, but at the same time, it's not really great use of your budget because you're not getting to people who are going to engage more deeply as you would in a more organic way or with an audience that is already searching for new music, like filled with music curators who can and have an audience already listening for new music. So there's a difference in where you want to spend your budget. But aside from that, definitely get those videos up on Spotify right away because that's where everything is happening. And also put those videos additionally on YouTube Shorts, in Instagram Reels, in Instagram stories, and over on TikTok. One piece of content, basically, you can throw it everywhere. I've also found a massive amount of really good juice over on Facebook. You can additionally launch it to stories there and also include it in Reels on pages shared to Facebook groups. Okay, so there you go. That's the new announcement. That's what everybody is talking about. And will Spotify capture our attention? Yeah, they definitely did. I think they did a great job. And I really like the presentation because the difference is when I'm over on TikTok, I'm getting a lot of everything. When I'm on Spotify, it's definitely more music industry related. It's focused on a curator's feed. We can really review the music quickly and easily. So you definitely want to be part of this and not miss out, especially in the beginning, guys. So jump on it today, get up those videos. And I don't want to see another artist submitting music to me without a video intact because it really is easy to do and there's no excuses. This is Jacqueline Jacks with the Daily Jacks on AVA Live Radio. Don't forget to subscribe for more. We'll see you soon.